dugout and to the field, it's time for high school baseball on Cantaland Radio.
Hot dog!
All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Cantaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Batter up!
Good afternoon from Great Bend, Kansas at the Great Bend Sports Complex as Valley Falls Baseball making it to state here in 2024. They're getting set to take on the Medicine Lodge Indians in the 3-6 matchup. Game number two of the day. First one was TMP Marion taking on Marion High, and TMP Marion taking home a 9-0 win. So they are on to the next round. Winner of this game will take on TMP Marion in the semifinals with the loser going home. Well, this Valley Falls team, they have been fun to watch this year. They were able to get through the Morehill Mount Academy Regional Tournament with a 7-6 win in the championship game over Kansas City Christian. And in that game, they scored, or they came back from a 6-3 deficit with two runs in the fifth and two in the sixth. It was an RBI single by Colin Carney to tie the game, and then Zach Evans stealing home to take the lead. What a game that was. Before that, of course, defeating Pleasant Ridge earlier in that afternoon, 7-2 in a NEKL showdown, and then in their quarterfinal matchup, defeating Maranatha Christian Academy 9-1 in the quarterfinals. As for Medicine Lodge, they got here winning the Sedan High School Regional. They were the 4 seed in that tournament. They beat the 5 seed Central Burden, the 1 seed Cedar Vale Dexter, and then Sedan, the home team in the championship. So both these teams coming in red hot into today's action. Let's go ahead and step aside for a break, and we'll come back with more of your pregame, and then we'll have first pitch coming up in a bit here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate, online at kellermanrealestate.com.
At Kellerman Real Estate, we're often asked, how is the real estate market? While times are different with higher interest rates and a shortage of inventory, it's still a great time to buy and sell property. Consulting with an agent is more important today than ever to understand how you can best position yourself in this market. At Kellerman Real Estate in Holton, we are ready to accompany you on your real estate journey. After all, we live, work, and play where you do.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Financial advice can be confusing. Denison State Bank can help you sift through the clutter and find clarity. Our staff has decades of experience in helping customers make the right choices. For sound banking guidance, see us in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's tough to find a mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is a premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Farmer State Bank, this is Lloyd.
Lloyd, I'm going on vacation and want to monitor my Farmer State Bank card more closely. What can I do?
Do you have the Card Valet app?
What's Card Valet?
It's an app that allows you to take control of your Farmer State Bank debit card.
Wow, Lloyd, you have just the solution I need. I can't wait to download Card Valet.
To find out more, you can visit our website or give us a call at the Farmer State Bank.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
KNZA.
Back here in Great Bend, Valley Falls, Venison Lodge about to get underway. Take a look at the Indians. They made the state tournament last year, but lost to Onega in the first round, 8-7 in a thriller. And this is a team that has one state title in school history. That was 12 years ago, back in 2012. And this year and last year, of course, back-to-back state tournament appearances. That's the first time they've done that since 2015 and 2016. And they're hoping to get to the second day of the state tournament for the first time since 2016 when they were runners-up. And Valley Falls, they, looking at their history, their best finish ever was when they finished runner-up in 2021. This is their third season in the past four where they had made the state tournament and missed out last year, but were the runners-up in 2021 and got third place in 2022. And the Valley Falls team, they are riding high right now. They are on a six-game winning streak, winning eight of the last nine. And big thing for them is getting to seven runs. They are 17-0 when they get to seven runs. And similarly, Medicine Lodge is 10-0 when they get to five runs. So offense will be the key for both these two teams. Medicine Lodge, they have great pitching. We'll talk about that more here in just a bit. We're going to step aside for another break. We'll have first pitch coming up in about 4 minutes or so here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop hail protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Here we go. First pitch, and we are underway. Zach Evans on the rubber for Valley Falls. First pitch missing low and in to Derek Randles. As you take a look at the hitting order for the Medicine Lodge Indians, the sixth seed here in the Class 2A State Baseball Tournament. Leading off, first baseman is Derek Randles. Batting second and playing third is Kevion Ruiz. That pitch, this is inside for ball two. Batting third and pitching is Carter Cunningham. Batting cleanup and catching is Jake Fisher. Batting fifth and playing in center field is Kai Gerdes. 2-0 pitch hit to the right side of the infield to Cervantes. So it cleanly flips out number one to the first baseman, Nellis. Continuing with the hitting order, batting sixth and playing short is Jack Schreiner. Batting seventh and playing in right is Lane Krenner. Batting eighth and playing second is Maverick Inslee. And batting ninth and playing in left field is Alexander Nittler. And that will bring up Kevion Ruiz, the third baseman for the Medicine Lodge Indians. First pitch, grounds it foul, third base side. outside the reach of Miller over there at third. And taking a look at the defense for the Dragons, left to right in the infield, it's Miller at third, Hayden Carney at short, Cervantes at second, and Nellis is at first. Battery consisting of Zach Evans on the bump, and Colin Carney behind the plate. Pickerel is in left, Myers in center, Reeves in right. Swing and a miss. Fastball low in the zone to Ruiz, makes it 0-2. Zach Evans, what a hero he was in the regional tournament on the hill. 15 innings of work, a couple of wins. He also got a save as well. The championship game, he waits on a breaking ball and puts that into center field for a base hit on the ground pass to diving Hayden Carney. And it's a one-out single for third baseman Kevion Ruiz. Continuing on with the stats for Zach Evans on the hill in the regional tournament, he had 6 walks, 8 hits allowed, 3 earned runs allowed, and 6 strikeouts for an ERA of 180, a whip of 0.93, and an opposing batting average of 157. So really great stuff from Zach in the regional tournament. So Ruiz over there at first, and that brings up Carter Cunningham, the opposing starting pitcher, first pitch missing inside ball one. Cunningham batting .433 on the season. One of just 2 batters over 1,000 OPS. A good pickoff move over at first, but the throw was a little bit wide of Nellis over there at first, and he had to make the tag cross his body, in which he was not able to do successfully. So Ruiz goes back to first safely. Ruiz is a very tall individual. And the pitch to Cunningham. Allen misses outside. It makes it 2-0. Cunningham, a senior. Ruiz over there at first, a junior. This team isn't a great batting team. They bat .285, which is pretty solid, but nothing extraordinary. Is that foul straight back to the screen? It's their pitching that has really gotten them to where they are. They have an ERA collectively of .205 with a .128 whip and an opposing batting average of just .212. And how about 12.1 strikeouts per 9 innings for the entire team? Really is incredible what they've done on the rubber this season. Again, that's the team stats. Here's a 2-1 pitch to Carter Cunningham. Fouls it straight back, makes it 2-2, evens the count. Team OPS at the plate of .815 for this Indians team. Again, this Medicine Lodge squad, the 4 seed in their regional tournament. And there goes the runner. It's chopped foul. It will retreat back to first. Ruiz is stealing at a 93.8% clip. 15 steals on the season. A little bit higher than the team average of 93.4%. No steal attempt this time. It's fouled straight back off the catcher's mask of Colin Carney. By the way, a very long distance in between the batter's box and the backstop, which is just a net. But there are poles, so you could get a weird bounce off one of those poles. But if it's the net, it's going to stay. All turf field as well as that one. This is low and away. Up until the outfield, though. Outfield grass, natural grass. The count is now full. Quite the at-bat here between Cunningham and Evans, the two pitchers going at it. Both are in the 3 spot in the hitting order, respectively. Ruiz dancing over there first. That one popped in the air and slicing first base side out of play just barely. It sneaks into the Medicine Lodge bullpen. Nellis hustling over there to try to make the play. Cannot do so. He runs out of room. Count stays 3-2. One out, top of the first, no score. One out single by Kevion Ruiz, who's over there first. Evans on the rubber, comes set. Pitch, hit to the third baseman, past him. Into left field, and that is another single for the Indians. Back-to-back singles by Ruiz and Carter Cunningham. That brings up Jake Fisher. Cleanup hitter batting .321 on the season with a .943 OPS, 17 hits, 5 doubles and a home run with 10 runs batted in, a team high 18 runs. And he comes to the plate at a pivotal time early on in this ballgame. First pitch, and there's strike one. Fastball taken.
Get it out, Eric, get it out.
So Zach, he pitched in all three of their regional wins. Got the start in the quarterfinal and semifinal games and got a save in the championship game. Runner heading for third, throw into left field. Both runners are going to advance. Going home and scoring easily is Kibion Ruiz. And Medicine Lodge strike first. So that'll be an E2. Cunningham up to second. Stay there. So the lone runner on at second. Evans comes set. Here is the 1-1 pitch. Fouls it straight back for strike two. Overcast skies. And catcher's interference was called on that foul ball. So pitcher will take first on that. So again, catcher's interference against Colin Carney behind the plate, and Jake Fisher will take first. So Cunningham will remain at second. Fisher's at first, and that brings up Kai Gertis, the center fielder. Game like this, you cannot make those kind of mistakes. 362 batting average for Gertis. First pitch taken, ball one. Not really a struggle with the command here in this inning for Zach Evans. He's just given up a couple hits. And a couple of defensive mistakes as well. Is that one in there taken for a strike? Evens up the count. 1-0, Indians getting on the board first. Errant throw from catcher Colin Carney into left field, trying to throw out Kibion Ruiz to try to steal third. That one misses low for ball two. Wind blowing at a decent pace, maybe about 15 miles an hour to straight away left field, so helping out the pole right-handed hitters. Now on this is low. So again, TMP Marion defeated Marion High 9-0 in the first game of this tournament. Winner of this game here in front of us will take on TMP Marion. As that one misses low and in, that is a 5-pitch walk, and the bases are loaded. Carter Cunningham up to third, Fisher to second, and Gertis reaching on the base on balls. So that brings up Jack Schreiner. Schreiner batting just .235, .858 OPS, though, as he has 15 walks, which is tied for the team lead, so he can get on base, despite the low batting average. First pitch missing for ball one. 12 hits, 5 extra base hits, with 2 home runs, which also ties the team lead, and also he has the solo lead in RBI. It was 18 on the team. That one swung on and missed behind that fastball up in the zone. Also tied for second in steals with 13. So Evans will go to work from the windup. 1-1 pitch. Check swing, chops to the third baseman. The throw to home is not going to be in time. Not a smart play there by Brayson Miller. Deciding to go home. That throw was well late. It really wasn't even close. And the fielder's choice from Schreiner gets home the second run of the day for Medicine Lodge. With Carter Cunningham scoring, Fisher to third, Gertis up to second. And that will bring up Landon Krenner, the right fielder. Number 7 in the hitting order. First pitch to him in there, strike one, batting 156 on the season. 7 hits, 2 doubles. 7 runs batted in, 8 runs, 9 walks, and 17 strikeouts, which is the third most on the team. And that one in there taken, strike two. Took something off that one. Base is still loaded. One out. Top of the first. This launch with a couple of runs. Now straight back to the screen. And that will make it, that will keep it 0-2. Back to the windup, Evans goes. That one just barely outside. Taking four, ball one. Evans trying to stay composed here in what's been a rough start to this ball game. Two swinging a miss behind that. Got him swinging for out number two. Well, this inning of Valley Falls Baseball is brought to you by Giant Communications. One free month of symmetrical internet is available to you right now. Just call 785-362-9331 to learn more. That brings up Maverick Inslee, batting 235 on the season. First pitch taken low, ball one. Only four hits on the season for Maverick in the eighth spot. Looking for possibly his second RBI of the season. Has just one coming into today. Is that one taken for a strike, even to count 1-1. Kevion Ruiz scoring on an error. And that one missing low and in. And Carter Cunningham scoring on a fielder's choice. On a throw to the plate, that was late. 2-1 pitch from Evans. Taken for a strike two. Want to get a strikeout and avoid the minimum damage if you're Evans. Here's the pitch. And that one just barely missing. Valley Falls fans unhappy with that call. And the count is run full. Tough take from Inslee as it was, according to the home plate umpire, just a touch outside. And he's going to step off the back of the mound and get all of the runners back to their respective bases. Nobody holding on any of the runners. Runners going. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. The bases are stranded. Loaded. Our score, Medicine Lodge 2. We go to the bottom of the first. Coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Symmetrical internet speeds. What does that mean? Well, Giant Communications offers symmetrical internet speeds, meaning that you can have the same upload speed that you get for the download. Why the fuss? What does upload speed impact? Well, higher upload speed can affect smart home devices, video calls, uploading photos and videos, and sharing files online. And you've got a local reliable company that can provide that for you at Giant Communications. Ask about 1 month of free internet. Symmetrical speeds, free internet. Look no further than Giant Communications. Online at giantcomm.net.
It's always great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls, featuring a new menu and daily specials. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with their food and drink specials and special entertainment events. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. And remember, at the Elevator in Valley Falls, there's always time for just one more.
...103.9 FM, KNZA.
Valley Falls gives up a pair as they find themselves behind against Medicine Lodge 2-0. Go to the bottom of the first as they'll take on Carter Cunningham, the starting pitcher for the Medicine Lodge Indians. 10 starts on his season, a record of 8-1. He's given up just 35 hits, 14 earned runs, 25 walks, and has 88 strikeouts for an ERA of just 182, a minimal whip of 111. And opposing batting average of 181 with 14.7 strikeouts per nine innings. Let's take a look at the hitting order for Valley Falls. Nothing really changing. It's going to be Hayden Carney, the shortstop, leading off, batting second and playing second is Damian Cervantes. Batting third and pitching is Zach Evans. Batting cleanup and catching is Colin Carney. Batting fifth and playing in left is Carter Pickerell. The first pitch from Cunningham, taking low and in for ball one. Batting sixth and playing third is Grayson Miller. Batting 7th and DHing is Dylan Herring. Batting 8th and playing center field is Grant Meyer. And batting 9th and playing right is A.J. Reeves. That one is low to ball 2. So once again, Valley Falls hitting order, Hayden Carney, Cervantes, Evans, Colin Carney, Pickerell, Miller, Herring, Meyer, Reeves. Here is the 2-0 pitch from Carter Cunningham. And that one is outside. Three consecutive balls from starting pitcher Carter Cunningham start the game for the Medicine Lodge Indians, the sixth seed here in the 2-1A state tournament at the Great Bend Sports Complex here in Great Bend, Kansas. 3-0 pitch. And that's taken for a strike a little bit low in the zone. Take a look at the defensive order for the Indians. At third is Ruiz. Schreiner is at short. Inslee is second, and Randall is at first. 3-1 pitch. Don't take a high. 5-pitch walk. Carney is aboard safely. Battery consisting of Cunningham on the plate and Fisher behind the plate. Hitler is in left, Gertis in center, and Krenner is in right. So that will bring up Damian Cervantes, the second baseman. Cervantes, 2-for-9 in postseason at the batting average of .222 with two ribbies and three runs. He was 2-for-3 in the semifinal win against Pleasant Ridge with an RBI and a run. His first pitch taken there, strike one. That was a couple of singles for Cervantes. Hayden Carney, by the way, over there. Most hits out of anybody on the team in the postseason. He was 7-for-12 with a .583 batting average, five runs, and a ribby. in the leadoff spot in all three of those games. Have not changed their hitting order in the postseason. Hit in the air on a high fastball. Straightaway center, Gerdes coming in, and he will make the catch. Back to first is on time. So that will bring up Zach Evans, batting .455 in the postseason, 5 for 11, 4 runs, a couple ribbies, 2 doubles, and 2 stolen bases. And that batting average is the second highest on the team in that stretch. First pitch to Evans from Cunningham. That one taken for a strike on the outside portion of the strike zone. Not a sweet pitch. Valley Falls trying to respond after giving up 2 runs at the top of the first. Pickoff move, throws high, leaping and making a tag is Reynolds. And they got some height with their corner infielders, Ruiz and Randles. They are some tall dudes. And there goes Carney. That one roped down the line. Foul. Just barely missed it. Ahead of that one. And makes it 0-2. Oh, it was another breaking ball. So Hayden Carney back to first after a leadoff walk. Takes a couple pitches off. Now sees the one he wants. Comes set. Looks back first. It comes home. Now this is blown away. Makes it 1-2. Team collectively batting .321 in the regional tournament. 7.7 runs per game. While giving up just 3 runs per game. One-two pitch. Swing and a miss. Off speeder. He's ahead of it. Throw down to first down in time. So Evans down on strikes. And that will bring up Colin Carney with 2 outs from the bottom of the first. Colin batting .273 in the postseason. That makes it 3-4-11 with 3 runs batted in. That is the most on the team with 3 runs as well. Left-handed catcher digs in. First pitch to him. A little blooper. Shallow center field. And that will be caught for the final out. So after the leadoff walk, they're down in order. It's 2-0 Medicine Lodge. We go to the second up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Valley Falls Pharmacy has a friendly, knowledgeable staff ready to help you with your prescription needs. They're a preferred network for SilverScript, Aetna, and Clear Spring Medicare insurance plans, providing free local delivery. You can reach them at 785-945-3711. KT's Shortstop in Winchester is your stop for cold drinks, hot drinks, snacks, fuel, and so much more. Stop in before or after the game for a snack, a beverage, and to top off the tank. KT's Shortstop in Winchester. Free State Electric Cooperative, serving 9 Northeast Kansas counties, supports local schools and athletics. Good luck, Valley Falls Baseball, on your run for the state title. Free State Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Paul Heinen and Associates can meet all of your personal or business accounting and tax needs. Find them in Valley Falls, Kansas at 317 Broadway or call them at 785-945-3245. Paul Heinen and Associates, take it to the next level.
Kansaland Radio.
We've played one inning with Medicine Lodge scoring 2 runs at the top of the first. Valley Falls unable to respond as we go to the second inning. Run scoring on Ruiz coming home from an errant throw on it after a steal of third base. And then Carter Cunningham, he scored on a fielder's choice with the bases loaded. This inning of Valley Falls Baseball is brought to you by Giant Communications. One free month of symmetrical internet is available to you right now. Just call 785-362-9331 to learn more. First pitch from Evans. Now on taking strike one to Alexander Nittler, the number 9 hitter. Nittler batting .235, a common batting average for for Medicine Lodge. They have 3 batters batting .235 on the season. Is that one taken for a ball? Evens count 1-1. 12 hits on the year for Al Nittler. And that one misses up. Makes it 2-1. Only one of those was an extra base hit with 6 runs batted in, 12 runs, 8 walks, 17 strikeouts, 7 steals. 2-1, this is low. The last inning, Evans gave up a pair of hits as well as a walk and had a couple strikeouts as well. Here's the 3-1. Got in the air. That's in the infield. And the corner, make that the middle infielder's coming in, converging, and Cervantes calls off Peyton Carney for out number one, making the catch just inside the red turf and the green turf. I say the infield dirt, but there is none, with this being an all-turf infield. So that will bring up the top of the order with Derek Randall coming to the plate. He led off the game with grounding to Cervantes. First pitch to him. That one misses down low, ball one. Randall's on the season batting .293, .857 OPS, 17 hits, 5 extra base hits, with 4 of those being doubles, 1 being a triple. That one taken for a strike. 10 runs batted in, 17 runs total on the season. Count 1 and 1. Evans noticeably more confident from the windup. Down in there for a strike, makes it 1 and 2. Trying to get back into a rhythm. Make the game come back to him. And that one's taken high and outside, and that makes it 2-2. Tough pitch to take, but good plate discipline by the senior. 2-2. That's down low. Bounces in for ball 3. The home plate is also turf as well. Something that's kind of 50-50. You'd rather have an actual home plate that's sunken in or it's turf. This one is turf. Check swing. He went around. High fastball blew by him. We're out number 2. And now Evans trying to go 1-2-3 here in the second after getting up 2 runs in the first. That brings up Kevion Ruiz with a 1-out single and a run with a steal his first time up. And that hit from Ruiz was his team-leading 22nd of the season. First pitch. Pops it up. Behind home plate, foul. And his 13 runs is tied for the 4th most on the team. Sun's starting to come through here. Overcast skies, though, for the most part. Is that one taken outside? That one misses. Valley Falls crowd thinking that was a strike, not getting the call. 1-1 pitch. Swing and miss. The pitch going outside makes it 20-2. Medicine Lodge wearing white on white uniform. Purple letters and numbers with a yellow outline. Breaking ball taken in there. Strike 3. Got him looking. 1-2-3. Down go the Indians in the second. And the Dragons will come up to bat. Coming up next in the second inning, as they trail 2-0 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Symmetrical internet speed. What does that mean? Well, Giant Communications offers symmetrical internet speed, meaning that you can have the same upload speed that you get for the download. Why the fuss? What does upload speed impact? Well, higher upload speed can affect smart home devices, video calls, uploading photos and videos, and sharing files online. And you've got a local reliable company that can provide that for you at Giant Communications. Ask about 1 month of free internet, symmetrical speeds, free internet. Look no further than Giant Communications. Online at giantcomm.net.
Union State Bank of Atchison supports local youth sports, cheering on softball, baseball, and track athletes as they compete at state. Union State Bank of McLeod and Union State Bank of Oskaloosa are here for your banking needs. MyBankUSB.com, NMLS 1288999, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Best of luck at state to the Valley Falls baseball team from your friends at Sprang Heating and Air, your Northeast Kansas partner for all your residential and light commercial HVAC needs. Congratulations on a great season. Go Dragons!
Go to the bottom of the second. Jared Sluppy with you. Kurt Kilman back in the booth. The Dragons have fallen behind early 2-0 against the Medicine Lodge Indians here at the Class 2-1-A State Baseball Tournament here in Great Bend. Leading off the bottom of the second for the Dragons is Carter Pickerel, the left fielder, batting in the 5 spot once again this afternoon. Carter he was a big part of that championship game. He didn't have any at-bats, but he had four plate appearances, had four walks, and had a run. So he was able to put some pressure on the Casey Christian pitching. That one taken up high, and that makes it 2-0. Pickerel 3-for-7 in the postseason with a .429 batting average, 5 walks, 3 runs, 2 runs batted in. 2-0, that's taken for a strike. Carter had a 2-for-4 day with a RBI double in the quarterfinals against MCA. That one missing low and in. Makes it 3-1. Pickerel trying to continue what he's done so well here in the postseason. That's get on base. Here's the pitch. High 5-pitch walk to Carter Pickerel. His 6th walk of the postseason, and that brings up Rayson Miller. So just like the top of making it at the bottom of the first inning, a leadoff walk for Valley Falls. So Miller on the postseason, 2-for-8, .250 batting average, 4 walks as well, 1 run, 1 run batted in. First pitch taken high, ball 1. Big throw back down to first. Again, Valley Falls, a solid .321 batting average in the postseason so far, not including today, of course. That one hit up the middle, and that is scoops. Nice play by the shortstop. Touches on short or second and throws the first for the double play. Terrific play by Schreiner, the shortstop. Make that play going to his left. Have the cognizant awareness to step on the bag and make the throw to clear the bags. So after that 6-3 double play, that will bring up Dylan Herring, the designated hitter. 2-for-9 in the postseason, 3 runs batted in, tied for the most on the team with a .222 batting average. First pitch from Carter Cunningham, he pops it up and in the infield, playable, right side of the infield. Randall's calling everyone off and they collide. And it looks like somebody caught it. I think Randall caught it. So him and Schreiner were collided and the catch is made. Luckily, both corner infielders are okay and the Dragons are retired here in the second. Let's go to the third. 2-0 Medicine Lodge with the lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Stephanie at AFA Advisors is the place to go for personal or business taxes, tax projections, payroll, and accounting. She provides professional, reliable service that you can count on year-round. Give her a call at 913-367-1148. That's 913-367-1148. Or visit them at 1145 Commercial Street. AFA Advisors, LLC, 1145 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Kansaland Radio.
We go to the third inning as we play two full in Valley Falls, trailing Medicine Lodge 2-0. Here in Great Bend, first pitch from to Carter Cunningham in the air, center field, backing up and making a catch is Meyer on the run, going to his right for out number one. This inning of Valley Falls State Baseball is powered by Giant Communications. One free month of symmetrical internet is available to you right now. Just call 785-362-9331 to learn more. So that will bring up Jake Fisher. Reached on a catcher's interference. His first time up, looking to square to get a butt down. And first pitch missing low for ball one. A fastball from Zach Evans. And Fisher ended up being stranded on third. That was back in the first inning. Last inning, Evans went 3-up, 3-down. Again, squaring, now pulling back for ball two. Evans back to the windup, 2-0 pitch. Again, pulling back. He has no intention of staying in the bunt position. As soon as he squares up, he immediately pulls back regardless of where the pitch is going. So more or less head games here from the Medicine Lodge catcher. And that one missing inside is a 4-pitch walk to Jake Fisher, who had no intention of ever squaring down for a bunt. So leadoff walk to Fisher. And that brings up Kai Gertis, the center fielder. See, that'd be a one-out walk, not a leadoff walk. First pitch. Went in there, strike one. Gertis, he walked his first time up. That was Evan's second walk of the outing. He's given up two hits, has four strikeouts. Given up one earned run, two runs total, of course. Now missing inside. Evens the count 1-1. Ruiz scoring in the first inning on a error. And Cunningham reaching home on a fielder's choice. Another pickoff move, throw to first, not in time. From the stretch, Evans goes to work with a 1-1 count. That one misses low. So Fisher over there at first. Just three stolen bases, so doesn't need to really focus on him too terribly much. 2-1, trying to get a bunt down. He pulls back, pitch misses high. Or did he go around? Yes, he did. He went around. A pitch that was about eyeball level. The 2-2, runner goes. Swing and a miss. Strikeout, throw down a second. And did they get him? Yes, they did. Strike him out, throw him out. What a throw by Colin Carney. And Medicine Lodge retired in order here in the third. We go to the bottom of the third with the Dragons trailing 2-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Symmetrical internet speeds. What does that mean? Well, Giant Communications offers symmetrical internet speeds, meaning that you can have the same upload speed that you get for the download. Why the fuss? What does upload speed impact? Well, higher upload speed can affect smart home devices, video calls, uploading photos and videos, and sharing files online. And you've got a local reliable company that can provide that for you at Giant Communications. Ask about 1 month of free internet. Symmetrical speeds, free internet. Look no further than Giant Communications. Online at giantcomm.net.
Valley Falls Pharmacy has a friendly, knowledgeable staff ready to help you with your prescription needs. They're a preferred network for SilverScript, Aetna, and Clear Spring Medicare insurance plans, providing free local delivery. You can reach them at 785-945-3711. KT's Shortstop in Winchester is your stop for cold drinks, hot drinks, snacks, fuel, and so much more. Stop in before or after the game for a snack, a beverage, and a top off the tank. KT's Shortstop in Winchester.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Valley Falls trailing 2-0. Let's go to the bottom of the third. Medicine Lodge, a couple of runs in the top of the first. Jared Sleppy with you. Kurt Kilman back at the booth. And leading off for the Dragons is Britt Meyer, the center fielder in the eighth spot. Head coach Luke Burns liking to go with that consistent same hitting order. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, what they say. First pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball low in the zone. Meyer 1-for-7 in the postseason for a batting average of 143 with a couple of RBIs. And blooper, right side, and that is going to be just barely foul. Missed that by about 2.5, 3 feet. A little bit late on a pitch that was in the zone, kind of jammed him a little bit. Almost got a base hit. That would have been trouble. That was kind of a blooper in between the first baseman Randles and the right fielder Krenner. That probably would have been extra bases. Instead, the count is 0-2. Cunningham goes back to work from the stretch. And that one just a little bit low. Ball one. So again, Carter Cunningham, he is making his 11th start. 8-1 record. ERA just barely over one. Pops him up. Shallow right field. Second baseman, Inslee, calling everyone off, makes the catch for out number one. Valley Falls without a hit so far. A.J. Reeves, the final batter and the first time through the hitting order. Right fielder digs in, also 1-for-7 in the postseason with a pair of runs. These two teams, no common opponents, so these two teams are kind of getting blind looks at each other here. No, it's in there for a strike. Wow. Go, 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 go. Valley Falls fans around me agreeing with myself as that one fouled straight back to the screen, makes it 0-2. Medicine Lodge, they've won 12 of the last 13 games dating back to April 11th, and they had an 8-game winning streak that was snapped on May 2nd from April 11th. There's that 0-2 pitch. In there, strike three, got him looking. Makes it four batters retired in a row for Carter Cunningham. And this is a team that, again, when they score five runs, they are 10-0. They give up just 2.6 runs per game while scoring 6.2. Team ERA of just 2.05. That one, this is up. High ball one to Hayden Carney, who started the game with a walk. That ball hit to left field, and there's the first hit of the ball game. And Hayden Carney has reached safely both times he has come to the plate today. Again, Carney, the hottest batter on this Valley Falls Dragons roster in the postseason. He was 7-for-12 in the regional tournament, and make him now 8-for-13 in the postseason. And that brings up Damian Cervantes. He flew out to straightaway center field his first time up. Two outs here in the bottom of the third. As that one misses low for ball one. It snaps a streak of four batters retired for Carter Cunningham. The pitch popped up behind home plate, out of play. Cervantes awaits the 1-1 pitch. And there goes Carney. Pitch misses low. Throw down is not in time. No tag applied by Schreiner on the throw from Fisher. And the first stolen base of the game. And the first time that Valley Falls has had a runner in scoring position. Carney got some speed over there at second. Valley Falls trying to lock their first run of the game. Is that one slicing south first baseline playable? And that's going to be caught by Randles for the final out. The Valley Falls can't take advantage of having a runner in scoring position. They trail 2-0. We go to the fourth up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Free State Electric Cooperative, serving nine Northeast Kansas counties, supports local schools and athletics. Good luck, Valley Falls Baseball, on your run for the state title. Free State Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Paul Heinen and Associates can meet all of your personal or business accounting and tax needs. Find them in Valley Falls, Kansas at 317 Broadway or call them at 785-945-3245. Paul Heinen and Associates, take it to the next level. Union State Bank of Atchison supports local youth sports, cheering on softball, baseball, and track athletes as they compete at state. Union State Bank of McLeod and Union State Bank of Oskaloosa are here for your banking needs. MyBankUSB.com, NMLS 1288999, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Best of luck at state to the Valley Falls baseball team from your friends at Sprang Heating and Air, your Northeast Kansas partner for all your residential and light commercial HVAC needs. Congratulations on a great season. Go Dragons!
Kansaland Radio.
Valley Falls trails Medicine Lodge 2-0 as we go to the fourth. Zach Evans back on the rubber as this inning of Valley Falls State Baseball is powered by Giant Communications. One free month of symmetrical internet is available to you right now. Just call 785-362-9331 to learn more. First pitch to Indians shortstop Jack Schreiner. That one missing for ball one. Back-to-back innings facing the minimum amount for Evans on the hill. That one popped up, playable, right side of the infield, foul territory. And making the catch in fair territory. Zellis drifts in to make the catch as the wind kind of pushed that one into fair territory. It's caught for out number one. Good concentration by Brady Ellis, not in the hitting order, but making the play. And that brings up Lane Krenner. Struck out his first time swinging back in the first inning. First pitch, that one misses down low. Pulling back, taking a strike. had a fan just stop me and said, apparently I said Colin Carney. I apologize if I did. I know it's Colin, but apparently I've been mispronouncing it on accident there. So here's a grounder to short, fielded cleanly by Hayden Carney. Throw to first and time for out number two. So two down. That makes it three straight retired. Now for Zach Evans, and that will bring up Maverick Insley. He also, just like Krenner, struck out his first time up. So two gone here in the bottom of the fourth. Evans starting to find his rhythm here. First pitch, that one taken for strike one. And ever since Krenner came up since then, he's been darn near perfect. Swing and a miss. Strike two, quickly ahead of the count. Now just one strike away from three consecutive innings, facing the minimum amount of batters faced. Wind up and the pitch. Check swing, just barely got a piece of it, goes towards the Medicine Lodge dugout. Not with very much velocity on it either. Count stays 0-2. Evans, the batter, due up as well, so as soon as he's done on the rubber, he'll go right to the batter's box. 0-2, swing and miss. Fastball blew it right by him. Three up, three down. And we go to the bottom of the fourth with Valley Falls trailing Medicine Lodge 2-0 here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
Symmetrical internet speed. What does that mean? Well, Giant Communications offers symmetrical internet speeds, meaning that you can have the same upload speed that you get for the download. Why the fuss? What does upload speed impact? Well, higher upload speed can affect smart home devices, video calls, uploading photos and videos, and sharing files online. And you've got a local reliable company that can provide that for you at Giant Communications. Ask about 1 month of free internet, symmetrical speeds, free internet. Look no further than Giant Communications. Online at giantcomm.net.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother Feed protein tubs and mineral on hand, and they carry Mix 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. Let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
KNZA.
So Zach Evans to the plate to lead off for Valley Falls as the Dragons trail 2-0 to Medicine Lodge. His first pitch swung on in the dirt for strike one. And Evans was down on strikes his first time up. Quarterfinal round of the Class 2A State Baseball Tournament here in Great Bend. Chop foul, pitch that was low as well, makes it 0-2. Carter Cunningham on the rubber for the Indians. He has been on a tear. However, he has given up the leadoff batter on base twice out of three times. So this one chops foul, third base side. Trying to do it again. It was leadoff walk to Hayden Carney in the first inning, and Carter Pickerel leadoff walk in the second. Last inning, Valley Falls got a two-out single from Hayden Carney. Stole second, but was stranded there. Just one hit on the day. Only three times as Valley Falls had somebody on base. Swing on and miss. And it's in the dirt. Throw down to first in time. And for the second time today, Evans is down on strikes. That brings up Colin Carney. Flew out to second base his first time up. And the Dragons catcher, again, trying to get something going here for Valley Falls offensively. It's one of the best pitchers in the entire state. First pitch in there, strike one, fastball, middle. Now it's in the air, center field, backing up a couple steps. And making the catch is Gertis for out number two. So that will bring up Carter Pickerel with two outs here in the bottom of the fourth as we're halfway through this game. Valley Falls down 2-0. Pickerel in his lone eight, well, I guess, plate appearance, he walked. for six. That misses up high. And he was tagged out at second base on a double play. The 1-0. That one in there taken. Even the count 1-1. Cunningham continues to go from the stretch despite no runners being on. Chops, shallow infield, left side, scoop, and no throw. Infield single for Carter Pickerel. He reaches safely, second hit of the day for Valley Falls, and that brings up Brayson Miller. Crowded into the double play. That was in the second inning. Door is cracked here. Trying to make something happen. First pitch from Cunningham. That one hit well, but right to the shortstop. Bobbles it, flips to second, and he drops it. Everybody's safe. So an error from the second baseman on a underhand throw right to him. And for the first time today, Valley Falls has multiple base runners. And that's going to bring up Dylan Herring. And he pops up to the first baseman his first time up. Tying run is now aboard over there first. Down 2-0. Bottom of the fourth. Two gone. First pitch. And swing and a miss. And did he catch Beast? I don't think he did. Well, I guess the umpire is going to call time. And to me, it didn't look like that he caught a piece of it, but it just directly hit the catcher's mask. But the umpire stepped in front to make sure that Fisher got some extra time between pitches to unravel his cage. So here's the 0-1 pitch. Herring awaits it. That's low. Evens the count. Winner of this game taking on TMP Marion in the semifinals tomorrow. That one in the dirt. Makes it 2-1. And by the way, the approximate first pitch time for that game would be 11 a.m. Two-one pitch. Pops it up. Again, first baseman has a play on foul territory, makes the catch, and Herring retired with a pop out to the first baseman for the second time today. Two are stranded, none come home. 2-0 Medicine Lodge, still leading Valley Falls. After four innings, we go to the fifth up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Chris Seymour, owner agent at Be Outdoors Real Estate. Thinking about selling your land? Be Outdoors Real Estate brings a unique approach to assisting clients with buying and selling land. Our marketing strategy uses the latest technology such as drone video tours and advanced website features to enhance your property listing. To schedule a free land evaluation, give us a call 1-800-599-LAND. That's 1-800-599-LAND. Visit on the web at beoutdoors.com or drop by our office on the north side of the square. In Holton.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
KNZA.
Four full innings in Valley Falls. Still trailing 2-0. Both those runs coming in the top of the first. Jared Sluppy with you. Kirk Kilman back in the booth. And leading off for the Indians is Al Nittler. First pitch to the left fielder, missing 4-1. As this inning of Valley Falls State Baseball is powered by Giant Communications. 1 free month of symmetrical internet is available. Is that one taken for a strike to even the count? It's available to you right now. Just call 785-362-9331 to learn more. 1-1 pitch from Evans is into left field for a base hit in between Miller and Carney. And it is a leadoff single from the number 9 hitter in the batting order. And Nittler coming into today, batting just 235. That was his 13th hit of the year, though. And that brings up the top of the batting order for the third time today. And it is Derek Randles. That's the first hit that Zach has allowed since there was one out in the top of the first. A kickoff move. Not in time, though. Just barely missing. There was two singles in the top of the first. Kevion Ruiz and Carter Cunningham getting them both. Oh, yep. Those are the last two base hits the only base hits up until that leadoff single by Nittler. That one taken low for a ball. And by the way, was pitch number 75 for Zach Evans. Gets the bunt down, third base side, beautifully executed. Throw to first is not in time. Infield bunt single. And that will put runners on first and second. A close play over there at first. But Randles beats it. And that's going to bring up Kevion Ruiz. 1-for-2 on the day, single in the first. Scored in the inning as well on the error. On a throw down to third on steal attempt, which was successful. And the first pitch to Ruiz misses for ball one. So we're getting a little bit of sunshine here, but the clouds remaining overhead. No one's taken for a strike, even as the count 1-1. So Evans in a bit of a pickle here. Back-to-back singles for the first time since the first inning. Is that one taken for a strike as well? Makes it 1-2. Nobody out. Would love a strikeout right here to put them in a better spot. Possibly sets up a double play opportunity to get them out of the inning. And he chases a pitch ahead of him and chops it foul. Stays alive. That would have been ball two, but the count remains at 1-2. Cervantes kind of drifting close to second base bag to hold Nittler honest. Pops up in the air in the infield. And that will be caught by Hayden Carney in a big first out. Now we'll bring up Carter Cunningham. He's 1-for-2, a single, and a fly out to center field. With a run as well. Scored on the fielder's choice. So the Dragons trying to keep it 2-0. First pitch from Evans. And that's outside, ball one. Wind still blowing to left field. It's been pretty consistently blowing at about 15 miles an hour. And that one misses up. It brings Colin Carney to his feet from behind the plate. Makes it 2-0. Hayden Carney, the shortstop, kind of drifting over to cover second base. 2-0, that's in the dirt. For ball three. Evans trying not to lose Carter Cunningham. Evans comes set. Here's a 3-0. And that one's in there for a strike outside corner of the strike zone. Took something off that one, a breaking pitch. Still a hitter's count, though, for the Medicine Lodge pitcher. He digs back in. Evans comes set and deals. And that one misses. Ball four. And the bases for the second time today are juiced. Nittler is over at third, a leadoff single. Randles then proceeded to get another single. And now Cunningham walks. Courtesy runner for Medicine Lodge is going to be Judson Bernard, a freshman outfielder. And that will bring up Jake Fisher, the catcher. Has reached safely twice today on catcher's interference and a walk. Is that one on the ground into right field, a base hit. That's going to score one, being waved around. On his way is Randles. Throw is cut off, and it's a 2-RBI single for Jake Fisher. It's 4-0 Medicine Lodge. First run batted in of the day for the Indians, and that will bring up Kai Gertis with Bernard over there at third, pinch running. And, of course, Fisher now on at first, runners on the corners with one out. And a mound visit, 87 pitches for Evans. And we'll see what Coach Burns decides to do here as the infield comes to meet in the middle. So things were cruising along pretty smoothly from the second inning on after giving up a couple runs in the first inning. Kevion Ruiz scoring from third on a errant throw, on a attempt to throw Ruiz out at third. And then Carter Cunningham scoring just a little bit later on a ground ball in the infield. Trying to throw, get the force out at home. Throw was not in time. Everybody was safe. That got the first two runs. Now here in the top of the fifth, a two RBI single by Jake Fisher makes it 4-0 Medicine Lodge. The sixth seed in the tournament is currently up big on the three seed. And that will bring up Kai Gertis, who is 0-1 with a strikeout and a walk. Again, runners on the corners with one out. First pitch, that one missing outside, ball one. Double play is possible here, as long as Fisher still over there at first. Shallow right field, popped up in the air. It's actually going to be caught in on the infield by Cervantes, front number two. And now bring up Jack Schreiner with two down. 0-2. And trying to tell Evans to step off. He does not, because he took off for second before he threw the pitch. Didn't recognize it. He easily takes second base as the pitch misses for ball one. Now on shot, the third baseman is going to go one. Miller with the throw. It's wide, and it is going to bring him off the base, and everybody is safe, and another run comes in to score on the E5. Second time today that Miller, unfortunately, has not been able to execute on a play defensively. And on the E5, Fisher also moves up to third. So it's now 5-0 Medicine Lodge. So Lane Krenner comes to the plate for the third time today. First pitch to him. That one misses for ball one. He's 0-2. A strikeout and a ground out. Unfortunately, that throw from Miller just a little bit wide. Brady Nellis at first. Take him off the bag. That one taken for a strike. Evens the count 1-1. Swing and a miss. Four strike two. Now just one strike away from getting out of the inning, but Dragons have surrendered three so far. Two RBI single from Jake Fisher. And step off the bag. Got him in a pickle here. And just need to get the out. Don't have to even worry about the... Well, there he goes towards home, and he's easily out. He runs into Colin Carney, and he's been ejected from the game. He has been ejected from the game. And they'll have to get a new catcher. So it's 5-0. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Symmetrical internet speeds. What does that mean? Well, Giant Communications offers symmetrical internet speeds, meaning that you can have the same upload speed that you get for the download. Why the fuss? What does upload speed impact? Well, higher upload speed can affect smart home devices, video calls, uploading photos and videos, and sharing files online. And you've got a local reliable company that can provide that for you at Giant Communications. Ask about 1 month of free internet. Symmetrical speeds, free internet. Look no further than Giant Communications. Online at giantcomm.net.
Tis the season at Wilson Tire in Holton. No, not that season. It's rebate season. So rev up your savings with top brands at unbeatable prices. Experience the quality performance you trust from major brands like Nexton, Hankook, Cooper, and Toyo. From all season to all terrain, we've got the tires you need to conquer the road. And for a limited time, enjoy exclusive rebates on select models. So don't miss out. Call Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473. Or check us out online at WilsonTireKS.com.
We made offers subject to availability. See Wilson Tire for details. Offer ends soon.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Kansaland Radio.
So Fisher, the catcher for Medicine Lodge, has been ejected from the ball game. They're going to need a new catcher here. It is a different Fisher. It's Cole Fisher, as opposed to Jake Fisher, who got the start. Their last names apparently are spelled a little bit differently. It's F-I-S-C-H-E-R. The first pitch on the ground, right side of the infield to Meyer, and beating it by a half step in time for out number one. And Meyer down on the 4-3 infield play. That brings up A.J. Reeves. So for those who missed it, what happened was it was an attempt to steal home from Fisher, and he ran over Colin Carney behind the plate. And in Keisha rules, if you run through a catcher, it is an automatic ejection. That was what was called. Is this one stabbing at a pitch low and fouled it out of play over the Medicine Lodge dugout for strike one. So again, it is now Cole Fisher behind the plate and will be batting in the four spot. And he was the guy that got the two RBI single as well. Here's the one pitch. It's hit well on a line, but again, right at Curtis. He's had some pretty easy plays over in center field. He makes this one as well for out number two. The third time that Valley Falls is squared up on one, but hit it right at Curtis. And that brings up Peyton Carney, who has reached safely in both of his plate appearances. He has a walk and a single. Stranded on second in the third inning. First pitch, down low in the dirt for ball one. Medicine Lodge, again, a 5-0 lead, 3 runs in the top half of the fifth. Cunningham comes home, and that one misses low in the dirt. On a 1-2, make that a 1-0 pitch, makes it 2-0. So 3 hits last inning for the Indians, as well as an error that allowed Schreiner to reach safely. There was one left on base. Is that one in the air to right center field? Again, Curtis right there makes a catch. And the Dragons are retired in order. We've played 5. Again, it's Medicine Lodge 5, Valley Falls 0. Go to the 6th inning coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome to State Farm, Mr. Murphy. What do you have there?
Metal detector. You mentioned you were going to comb through my auto policy to unearth some hidden savings, and I figured you could use this.
I just meant I'd give you our discount double check. I'd dig through your policy and see if there are some discounts you could be taking advantage of.
Well, there must be a lot of metal in your desk.
It's a metal desk.
Always looking for the discounts you deserve. That's State Farm's discount double check. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Call Gus Juarez in Holton to unearth your discounts. 364-3890.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Good to the top of the 6th. Valley Falls trailing Medicine Lodge 5-0. As this inning of Valley Falls State Baseball is powered by Giant Communications. 1 free month of symmetrical internet is available to you right now. Just call 785-362-9331 to learn more. Leading things off for the Indians is Lane Krenner, who did not get to finish his at-bats after the play at the plate that resulted in the ejection of Jake Fisher. As first pitch misses for ball one, that one misses for ball two. That was pitch number 96 for Evans, so he'll get just 9 more until he has to come out. And it will be interesting to see what happens after that. Is that one taken low for ball three? Krenner scoring down for a bunt this time. And that one taken for a strike, a little bit low in the zone, but in there, makes it 3-1. 3 walks so far for Zach. 5 strikeouts, makes that 6. And that is a 5-pitch walk, so his 4th walk of the day. And Krenner reaches safely for the first time this afternoon. And now we'll bring up Maverick Insley, 0-2 on the day. A couple strikeouts. One right here would be helpful. Reminder of what's to come on our state baseball softball coverage. After McLeod winning 15-0 in their matchup against Pratt Skyline, as that pitch taken for strike one. 5 o'clock, Onega softball out in Pratt, taking on Central Heights. Brandon Tabman once again on the call. We're going to square up for a bunt, gets it down, right back to the mound, and looks at second briefly, but goes to one. And that will be the force out there on the sack bunts for out number one. Also at 5:45 out in Manhattan, Sabetha is going to be taking on Hoisington. That'll be Jake Spalding on the call for that one, Class 3A State Baseball. Marysville Baseball and Softball also playing their games already. And this Marysville's baseball team falling to Wichita Trinity Academy. They were the 8th seed there, Trinity winning 13-3. And the Marysville softball team, they fell to Holcomb, down Mrs. Lobo 1. They lost to Holcomb 3-0 after winning the Nemaha Central Regional Championship. So the batter is Al Nittler, who led off with single in the 5th inning. Is that one taken for a ball to even the count? So he's 1-for-2. We're on second, one out. You're in the top of the 6th. And there for a strike. 5-0 Medicine Lodge, state tournament quarterfinal. Winner of this game takes on TMP Marion, who defeated Marion High School 9-0 before this game started. 1-2 pitch from Evans. Swing and a miss. High fastball. And a strikeout, and that was that pitch 104 or 105? That was 105. So that is going to be it for Zach Evans. His day is done. He goes 5 2/3 innings, and we will go ahead and step aside. Let's take a break. We'll have a new pitcher coming up after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Symmetrical internet speeds. What does that mean? Well, Giant Communications offers symmetrical internet speeds, meaning that you can have the same upload speed that you get for the download. Why the fuss? What does upload speed impact? Well, higher upload speed can affect smart home devices, video calls, uploading photos and videos, and sharing files online. And you've got a local reliable company that can provide that for you at Giant Communications. Ask about 1 month of free internet. Symmetrical speeds, free internet. Look no further than Giant Communications. Online at GiantCOMM.net.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
Hayden Carney, the new pitcher for the Valley Falls Dragons. And he inherits a runner on second with two outs here in the top of the 6th. First pitch, missing down low, ball one to Derek Randles, the leadoff hitter. 1-for-3 with a single back in the 5th inning. So Zach Evans, 5 2/3 inning, 7 strikeouts, 4 walks, 5 hits. And as of right now, 3 earned runs with 5 total runs. This one skips away. That'll be a wild pitch to allow Krenner to get to third. He rounds third and stays there. Again, it's a long distance between the catcher and the backstop, which is just the net with some poles holding up the net. So he can get a weird kick off the pole, or it can get caught in the netting. And you're not going to get any bounces off of it unless it catches one of the poles. So 2-0 pitch coming up here as Carney goes to the windup. And one in there for a strike makes it 2-1. A breaking ball in the dirt. Swung on and missed. And Randall was not happy with himself there, as that would have been ball three, but instead now it's 2-2. One strike away from getting out of the inning. Here is the delivery. And it's down and outside, missing for ball three. A slow windup and delivery from Hayden Carney. His relief outing against KCC in the championship went 3 2/3, got the win, as that one misses low for a ball. And that is a walk, as he gave up three walks in that at relief outing. As well as two hits and one earned run, is rounding first and hanging for second. And he's going to steal second. Lack of communication and lack of awareness there from the infield. So Randall's, again, he walks and then steals second. So now both runners are going to be in scoring position for Kevion Ruiz. First pitch, that one taken for ball one outside. Chance for the Indians to pull away here in the top of the sixth. Swing and a miss. That evens up the count 1-1. And the dirt scooped by Colin Carney. Takes it 2-1. He's been really solid behind the plate. Besides the one throwing error he had in the first inning that allowed the first run of the game. Swing and a miss. That was in the dirt again. Makes it 2-2. Chases that one. Bottom fell out of that one. That was a beautiful pitch by Hayden. So Ruiz takes a deep breath in between, steps out of the box, now stands back in. Taps on the artificial turf that is known as home plate. Spray painted out. Head of a breaking ball, gets it in play. Right to Miller, the third baseman, throw to first in time, beaten by a step for out number three. So a couple runners stranded, and we go to the bottom half of the sixth with Valley Falls trailing 5-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
Holton Community Hospital is proud to offer pulmonary rehabilitation, a service designed for those experiencing chronic lung conditions. The HCH program offers monitored exercise, medication education, including oxygen therapy, diet and nutritional information, plus techniques and strategy to manage lung conditions and improve your breathing. Talk to your doctor to find out if pulmonary rehab is right for you, as your insurance may pay for all or part of this therapy. Holton Community Hospital and Family Medicine, personalized care close to home. Online at Holton Hospital.
.com. 103.9 FM KNZA.
Dragons have some work to do, down 5-0 here in the state quarterfinal round against Medicine Lodge. As we go to the bottom half of the sixth inning, Carter Cunningham, by the way, the opposing pitcher, he has 53 pitches. That's it. And he will face the 2-3-4 hitters for Valley Falls, with Damian Cervantes leading off here in the bottom of the sixth. He's over two. Fly out to center, and a pop out to the first baseman. First pitch. And that's in there. Strike one, a fastball. He has just been incredible on the hill. Mentioned coming into today, ERA of 182. Now misses down low. Even the count 1-1, a 111 whip, an opposing batting average of 181, and 14.7 strikeouts per nine innings. Now, hasn't quite had as much success with strikeouts, but he's been going down batters left and right. That one taken low for ball two. That's just three strikeouts from Cunningham. So, Valley Falls has been putting him in play, just not in the right spots. That's in the air, left field, and that is going to drop for a base hit. Lead off single for Damian Cervantes. And that is the first time today that Valley Falls had a leadoff base hit, and that will bring up Zach Evans. 0-2 with a couple strikeouts, so he is due. First pitch. And down low, ball one. Cervantes has speed over there first. Will they utilize it? We'll see here. He's gotten just one steal as a team today. Thought about it. He's kind of stuttered his steps because that one misses high for ball two. But to me, it was more indecisive than trying to play games with Cunningham. He comes set. And takes that one for a strike. Fastball up in the zone. Looked to me like it was a little bit high, but called a strike. 2-1. Pickoff move, not in time. No tag applied by Randall's over there at first. Valley Falls looking to get to the second day of the state tournament for the third time in the last 4 years. There goes Cervantes. This one on the ground and into left field for a base hit. Rounding second and heading for third is Cervantes, and he is up. And heading to second is Evans. And two runners are now in scoring position for the first time today for Valley Falls. So that will bring up Colin Carney. A pop out and a fly out. And the Dragons have something cooking here with a couple of singles to start this bottom half of the sixth. First pitch, foul tip into the glove of Fisher for strike one. By the way, that is not Jake Fisher, the starting catcher. That is Cole Fisher, who came in after Jake Fisher was ejected from the game on a collision at home plate. The one pitch misses inside, even if the count went in one. Neither runner is being held on. Again, it's Cervantes over at third and Evans at second. Cunningham comes home with 1-1. That one misses low and inside for ball two. Colin Carney again batting .273 in the postseason coming into today. 3-for-11. The 3 RBIs, that one on the ground, right back to the mound. And throw to first is high. Heading for home is Cervantes. He's going to score. Rounding third is Evans. And he's going to have a play at the plate, and he is safe. And Zach Evans has scored. And the umpire, what is he called here? I think, did they say it was out of play or what? The home play umpire called something. He was waving his arms. I think they're going to say that Carney needs to go back to second. I'm not quite sure why he would have to go back to second. It didn't go out of play, I believe. I think the argument was that the first baseman, Randles, he called time, but Carney was on his way to third. But as of right now, Carney is standing on second base. They forced him to go back to second. Gave the explanation to head coach Luke Burns. The Valley Falls crowd not happy around me. But either way, two runs come home on the air by the starting pitcher, Carter Cunningham. And it's 5-2. And they are going to stick with the call that they initially made and make Colin Carney go to second base. But either way, the Dragons are on the board. Down by three, and that brings up Carter Pickerel. Again, no out, runner on second. Here in the bottom of the sixth, Pickerel is 1-for-1, a single and a walk. First pitch to him, taken, strike one. That was Cunningham's 65th pitch, 12th of the inning. At just 53 pitches coming into this inning. Now on taken, missing inside, even to count one and one. That was a tough pitch to take. A good plate discipline by the Valley Falls left fielder. 1-1. Now on a strike, it looked a little bit low. Valley Falls fans around me thinking the same thing. And the count's now 1-2. It's a big at-bat right here, trying to keep it at zero outs. Swing and a miss. And that is out number one. Ahead of that breaking pitch. And that brings up Brayson Miller. Grounded into a double play and has reached on a fielder's choice. The First pitch from Cunningham to him, and that's in there. Strike. Breaking ball up in the zone. And again, Valley Falls fans not happy with the umpiring here this afternoon. Now it misses up high, even the count. So one out, runner on second, two runs in. And the Dragons trailing 5-2, bottom of the sixth, here in the state quarterfinal. Popped in the air, slicing foul behind no plate. Count stays 1-2. Cunningham comes set. Carney not being held on, and that one taken for a ball outside. Even count 2-2. Now Inslee, the second baseman, trying to hold on. Carney over there at second. That one misses high. Couple of balls up high, and the count is run full. And now the backup catcher, Cole Fisher, wanting to talk it over. A couple of words of encouragement for his starting pitcher, Carter Cunningham. Now heads back behind home plate. And Grayson Miller now awaits the payoff pitch. Here comes the 3-2. Throw to the right side of the infield. It's caught. Throw back to second. It's wide. He tags and he will head for third. And the throw gets behind the left fielder. And that will allow them to get to third safely. So they get the one out. Now it should have been a double play, but the throw was wide, an error by Inslee. And Colin Carney moves up to third. Two down. And that will bring up Dylan Herring. First pitch, jammed in foul, first base side. And Herring has popped out to the first baseman in both of his at-bats so far today. And in the fourth inning, it came at a pretty crucial time. They had multiple base runners with two out. See if he can change his fortunes around right here. Carney over at third. That one hit up the middle, and that is into the glove of the second baseman. Flips it to the shortstop. Throw to first is in time. Oh, that was a bad call. That was not in time. That was late by a half step. They called him out, and that bad call by the umpire is going to hold off a run and get us to the top of the seventh inning. So it stays 5-2. We'll take a 60-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Bergston Insurance in Holton, we've recently helped multiple families save hundreds of dollars on their insurance premiums. With spring and summer activities coming up, how would these savings benefit you and your family? Don't let insurance stress your finances. Let's make shopping it easy for you. Call Bergston Insurance in Holton right now at 364-3771. Bergston Insurance. Count on us, a name you can trust.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless, dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
So one left on base, two hits, two errors. And Valley Falls cuts their deficit down to three. And we go to the top half of the seventh inning. Aiden Carney back on there, back up there on the hill after the third of an inning of relief so far. This inning of Valley Falls State Baseball is brought to you by Giant Communications. One free month of symmetrical internet is available to you right now. Just call 785-362-9331 to learn more. So last inning for Valley Falls defense, they left a couple runners aboard, didn't allow any. Didn't give up any hits, but gave up a couple walks.
Hey, this is already, boys. Let's go!
So leading things off for the Indians is Carter Cunningham. Two runs today, walk and a bunt, or excuse me, and a walk and a single, and the first pitch hits him. And he'll reach safely. Indians looking for some insurance runs here in the top of the seventh. And again, 5-2 our score. And those who are just joining us just now, last half inning, Dylan Herring hit a ground ball to the second baseman. Inslee made a diving stop. He flipped it to the shortstop Schreiner as he was on the ground, and the throw at first was late as the first pitch in there, strike one to Cole Fisher, but he was called out. He was safe by a half step, but the umpire called him out, and that keeps the run off the board. It should be 5-3. Is that off-speed pitch taken up high for a ball? Now on ahead of it, and looking for two. Miller, throw to second in time, throw to first, and that one is in time for a 5-4-3 double play. And two down. Well done by Brayson Miller, who's had kind of an on and off day defensively. Couple of errors, but turns the 5-4-3 double play, and that will bring up Kai Gerdes with two gone here at the top of the seventh. First pitch. Hells it straight back out of play. Sun's starting to shine down on us here in Great Bend. Class 2-A state quarterfinal. 5-2, Medicine Lodge leading Valley Falls. Valley Falls winning the Morehillman Academy regional this season. Here's the windup in the pitch from relief pitcher Hayden Carney. Off speed took a lot off of that one as that one misses down low. Due up for Valley Falls. In the bottom of the seventh, it'll be the 8-9-1 hitters, Rhett Meyer, A.J. Reeves, and Hayden Carney. That one down low makes it 2-1. The wind continues to blow to left field at about 15 miles an hour. Chops this one foul, third base side. Makes it 2-2. Looking for one more out after the double play. Turned by Miller, Cervantes, and Nellis. Hit in the air, shallow center field. Racing in, and can't make the play. Going out, had a better chance if it was Cervantes, and that's a blooping single to center field by Kai Gerdes with two gone. And that will bring up Jack Schreiner for the fourth time today. He's 0-for-3, reaching on an error in the fifth inning, reaching on a fielder's choice in the first. That was with the bases loaded. That brought home the second run of the day, and he popped out in the fourth. So now Hayden Carney, pickoff move, throw to first, nine in time. Here at the top of the seventh. Two gone, runner on first. And the number six hitter, Jack Schreiner, to the plate. First pitch, that one in the dirt. That one skips away from Colin Carney. And he's trying to go to third. The throw is going to be not in time. And Gerdes gets the steal and the gets the wild pitch, and he steals third. Still two outs, though. Just needs to focus on the batter here. Count is 1-0. First pitch on a rope into left field. Base hit. That gets him an insurance run. It's now 6-2. It goes into the gap in left field. Not getting a good beat on it with Pickerel. That's going to get him two. Rounding second, he'll stay there. It's an RBI double for Jack Schreiner. I don't know if Pickerel having a better beat would have prevented him going to second. Either way, it is now 6-2 in favor of the Indians. First pitch to Lone Krenner. Misses down low for ball one. The right fielder for Medicine Lodge. One over from Hayden Carney, down low for ball two. And it's kind of a common miss. Looks back at second, now comes home. Krenner takes that up, ball three. Trying to avoid things from unraveling here in the top of the seventh. 3-0 pitch. There goes the runner to third. This is low, 4-pitch walk. And Schreiner takes third. And now he's trying to steal second after the walk, and he's going to let him go. That's the second time today that Medicine Lodge has had a walk and then just ran on up to second. So Schreiner at third, Krenner now at second, and Maverick Inslee comes to the plate. He is 0 for 3. A couple strikeouts and a sack butt. By the way, that was the third steal of the inning, the sixth of the game, as that one misses down low, ball 1-2. Actually, that is not Inslee, beg your pardon. That is Zane Keller, who is pinch hitting for Inslee. That pitch swung on and missed. It's 1-1. Lloyd Fall has given up one run here in the top of the seventh, and he hit him. In between the shoulder blades, bases are loaded. And that is the fourth batter consecutively for Hayden Carney that has been unable to retire after starting off, hitting a batter, and then getting a double play. Now a mound visit here with two outs again here in the top of the seventh. 6-2 Medicine Lodge with the lead. And Al Nittler will come to the plate coming up next. Now I'm visiting Coach Burns, talking some things over here, trying to get everybody to lock back in. Once again, Valley Falls will have Grant Meyer lead off. A.J. Reeves will be on deck, and Hayden Carney will be in the hole. Love to have a runner on base with Hayden Carney coming up because he has been the hottest hitter by far for Valley Falls in the postseason with 8 hits out of 14 at-bats. As for Nittler, comes to the plate, he is 1 for 3, a single in the fifth to start that inning. He came home to score. Also a pop out and a strikeout. First pitch to him, misses inside. And if I'm Nittler, I'm taking all the way on multiple pitches here. 1-0, that one taken for a strike. Even if I'm him here, I'm probably still taking here on a 1-1. Hayden Carney, as he goes to the windup now with the bases loaded. He fouls that one straight back. Does him a favor by swinging at that one. Count is now 1-2. It's now one strike away from getting out of the inning. Here's the 1-2. In the dirt. Good stop by Colin Carney. Keeping that one in front of him. Big secondary lead over there first for Keller. Here's the 2-2. And in there, strike three, got him looking. So the damage is limited to one run. They leave the bases loaded. And Valley Falls has just three more outs left. They got to get four as they trail by 4-6-2 up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Symmetrical internet speeds. What does that mean? Well, Giant Communications offers symmetrical internet speeds, meaning that you can have the same upload speed that you get for the download. Why the fuss? What does upload speed impact? Well, higher upload speed can affect smart home devices, video calls, uploading photos and videos, and sharing files online. And you've got a local reliable company that can provide that for you at Giant Communications. Ask about 1 month of free internet. Symmetrical speeds, free internet. Look no further than Giant Communications. Online at giantcomm.net.
It's always great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls, featuring a new menu and daily specials. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with their food and drink specials and special entertainment events. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. And remember, at the Elevator in Valley Falls, there's always time for just one more.
We go to the bottom of the seventh. It'll be Grant Meyer, A.J. Reeves, and Hayden Carney coming to the plate. And Valley Falls trailing 6-2. Carter Cunningham back out on the rubber, 77 pitches deep into his outing. First pitch, chops right back to the mound, caught by the pitcher, had an error earlier, and he has another one here. He'll stay at first, though. That's the second time today the pitcher has thrown a pitch way over his first baseman's head. Leadoff man reaches, and that brings up A.J. Reed. He is 0 for 2 as well. Hayden Carney, hottest Dragons bat, is on deck. First pitch, slices it foul over the Medicine Lodge dugout for strike one. I'd like to thank all of our incredible sponsors for making today's broadcast possible. Bottom of the seventh, Valley Falls trails 6-2 against Medicine Lodge. 0-1 pitch, he chases a pitch down low and away. It's now 0-2. Nobody out, runner on first. Lead up man aboard via an error. The fourth defensive error today by Medicine Lodge, the second by the starting pitcher. Cunningham comes set and pitches. Chops the infield. This might be two. Steps on the bag. The throw is low, and it is in time for the double play. A 4-3 double play. The throw was a little bit low, but with the turf, gets a nice bounce to Randall's. He makes the scoop. And now down to their final out, Hayden Carney reaches. He is 1-for-2 with a single in the third inning. Cunningham comes set. Lifts his leg and fires. First pitch, misses low, ball one. What an outing by Carter Cunningham. That was pitch number 81 by the Indian starter. And that one missing. Citizen Lodge got a extra run last half inning. Kai Gertis scoring. Now this is up high. An RBI double by Jack Schreiner. This is a 3-0. Four pitch walk. Might ask for Carney to take a base here, possibly. But they got to get something going. Running out of time with two outs here. That brings up Damian Cervantes. 1-for-3 with a single and a run. Coming last inning. First pitch. This is low, ball one. That's five consecutive balls from Carter Cunningham. And now timeout is called. Head coach Joe Dorman coming to talk to his pitcher here. Valley Falls 3 seed. Medicine Lodge the 6 seed. Dragons with a 19-4 record this season. What a season it has been. Six games in a row won, including 8 of the last 9. 3 in the last 4 years getting to state. Hoping to continue their run, but they got some work to do. Down by 4 with 2 outs here in the bottom of the 7th. The pitch, that one taken all the way by Cervantes. That is another ball. That is 6 in a row thrown by Cunningham. Here is pitch number 88 from Medicine Lodge right-handed starter Carter Cunningham. That's taken for a strike. Makes it 2-1. Approaching the 3 o'clock hour. The pitch. Fouls it straight back. And Valley Falls, their season hangs into balance. It's down to their final strike. Again, Cervantes, a leadoff single in the 6th inning. Hoping to continue the season here with another one. The 2-2 pitch from Cunningham. Grounds it. Left side of the infield. Fielded cleanly. Throw to first. Long throw. It is not in time. Beat it out. Infield single by Cervantes. Carney up to second. And that was a really close play. Medicine Lodge fans not happy with that call. And that will bring up Zach Evans. The gap in between first and second. First pitch. That was a straight back. Strike one. Evans 1-for-3, a single and a run. Last inning as well. Pitch number 92 coming up for Cunningham. Slow chopper. Infield. Left side. Charging in is the third baseman. Reeves. No throw. Another infield single. Bases are loaded. And the tying runner comes to the plate. Back-to-back two-out singles after a two-out walk by Hayden Carney. Three straight have reached safely. And that brings up Colin Carney. 0-for-3, reached on an error last inning. Wind blowing out to left field. The left-handed catcher digs in. First pitch. Low ball one. Kept in front of him by the catcher, Cole Fisher, who again is the backup catcher after Jake Fisher, the starting catcher. The senior was ejected after a collision at the plate. That was back in the fifth inning. Swing and a miss behind that fastball low in the zone, even to count 1-1. Coach Burns has a ton to say to Carney in between pitches here. Here is the 1-1. And that's foul, third base side. And once again, Valley Falls season is down to their final strike. Colin Carney, the starting catcher, back in the batter's box. Carter Cunningham trying to go the distance. Pitch number 96 coming up. He comes set and now steps off the back of the mound. Base is loaded here in the bottom of the seventh. The Valley Falls trailing Medicine Lodge 6-2. Tying runner at the plate. Here is the 1-2 pitch. Hit well to left field, and that is going to be down for a base hit. Goes all the way to the wall. One run will score. Two runs will score. That is going to be a bases clearing double for Colin Carney. It's a one-run game. As Hayden Carney, Damian Cervantes, and Zach Evans all scoring. And all of a sudden, new light for Valley Falls. The tying runner just 180 feet away. A mound visit. We'll see if they continue to go with Carter Cunningham or if they decide to possibly bring somebody else in here. Clutch hit from the cleanup hitter. And it looks like we will have a new pitcher. And let's step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Stephanie at AFA Advisors is the place to go for personal or business taxes, tax projections, payroll, and accounting. She provides professional, reliable service that you can count on year-round. Give her a call at 913-367-1148. That's 913-367-1148. Or visit them at 1145 Commercial Street. AFA Advisors, LLC. 1145 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
A 3 RBI double by Colin Carney. It is now 6-5, and Carter Pickerel will come to the plate. He is 1-for-2 with a single. New pitcher is Jack Schreiner. Schreiner, ERA of 1.91. His 10th game is pitched in. Here's the first pitch to Pickerel with a runner on second here in the bottom of the 7th. 6-5, our score. Popped in the air. This might be it. A little blooper. Shallow center field, and that will be caught, and that is your ball game. And Valley Falls season comes to a close. A 6-5 loss here in Great Bend. But what a season it was as Valley Falls has a 19-5 season in a state appearance for the third time in a four-year stretch. Let's go ahead and step aside for a break, and we'll come back with your postgame coverage up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of Soother feed protein tubs and mineral on hand, and they carry Mix 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. Let them help you select the best tire for your vehicle and driving needs. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. No land.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Holton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
If you're in the ag community, turn to the local five-star bank that understands who you are and what you do. We've been helping generations of farmers, ranchers, and ag producers with their banking and borrowing, and we would welcome the chance to help you as well.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Valley Falls season comes to a close. They fall here in Great Bend. Final score 6-5 to Medicine Lodge, and the Indians are on to the semifinals. Taking a look at the unofficial stats from today's contest, starting off with Medicine Lodge, it was Derek Randles. He led off. He went 1-for-3 with a run. Kevion Ruiz was 1-for-4 with a run and a stolen base. Carter Cunningham was 1-for-2 with a run, a walk, and a single. Jake Fisher was 1-for-1 before he was ejected with a 2-RBI single, as well as a walk and reaching on a catcher's interference. And Cole Fisher came in. He was 0-for-1 with a double play ball. Kai Gertis, he was 1-for-3 with a single and a run. Jack Schreiner was 1-for-4 with an RBI double. Lane Krenner was 0-for-2 with two walks. Maverick Inslee was 0-for-3. And then coming in his place was Zane Keller. He was hit by a pitch. And Alan Itler, he was 1-for-4 with a single and a run. And they're pitching. Carter Cunningham, he gets the win, 6 2/3 innings pitched. He gives up 3 walks, 7 hits, 5 runs, with 3 of those being earned. And then Jack Schreiner comes in for a third of an inning. No walks, no hits, no runs. For Valley Falls, Hayden Carney was 1-for-2 with 2 walks, a single, a stolen base, and a run. Damian Cervantes was 2-for-4 with 2 singles and 2 runs. Zach Evans was 2-for-4 with 2 singles and 2 runs. Colin Carney was 1-for-4 with a 3-RBI double in the bottom of the seventh. Carter Pickerel was 1-for-3 with a single and a walk. Brayson Miller was 0-for-3. Dylan Herring was 0-for-3. So was Grant Meyer, and so was A.J. Reeves. So ultimately, I think one of the biggest points in the game, as Valley Falls loses by 1, was the bad call in the sixth inning that arguably cost them the game. In the sixth inning, for those who did not tune in at that time, there was a play at first base. It was a diving stop by the second baseman, Inslee, who flipped it to the shortstop, Schreiner, to keep the play alive. He threw it to first, and the throw was late. It missed by a half step, but the umpire called him out, and that ended the inning, and a run would have scored on that play as there was a runner on third. Our power was cut short. Sorry about that. The runner was called out, and that ended up being the end of the inning. So that was the end of the threat. But either way, a fantastic season for Valley Falls. They fall here this afternoon, 19-5, their final record, 6-5, the final score, and Medicine Lodge is on to the semifinals. I'd like to thank all of our amazing sponsors for making today's broadcast possible. This has been Jared Sleppy alongside Kurt Kilman back in the booth with State Baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.